Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，早上好。
Thank God for this one more opportunity and privilege He has given us to be found in His house.
感谢神，今天早晨又给我们个机会，在神的家中一同聚集。
For today's sharing, I wanted to go to the Gospel of John, chapter 9.
今天我们一同来看约翰福音的第九章。
Gospel of John, chapter 9, verse 3.
约翰福音第九章第三节。
We'll read the last line, that is, that the works of God should be made manifest in him.
我们读这个最后的这一句，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。
That the works of God should be made manifest in him.
神的作为要在他的身上被显出。
Then we'll go to chapter 8.
来到第八章。
Verse 12.
十二节。
I am the light of the world, and he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
Then we go to chapter 1.
我们再回到第一章，约翰福音的第一章。
We'll read from verse 1 to verse 5.
我们读第一节到第五节。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
Verse 2. And the same was in the beginning with God.
第二节，这道太初与神同在。
Verse 3, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
第三节，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
4, in him was life, and the life was the light of man.
4, 生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
Verse 5, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not.
五光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
Verse 4 again, in him was life, and the life was the light of man.
第四节，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
Then we go to 2 Corinthians.
我们来看哥林多后书。
Before that, we go to the last chapter, John chapter.
约翰福音的最后。
Verse 20.
二十节，二十一章的二十节。
Verse 31. John chapter 20, verse 31.
约翰福音二十章三十一节。
But this are written that ye may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name.
但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name.
并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
Then we go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
我们来看哥林多后书的四章。
Verse 6.
第六节。
We read from verse 6 to 11.
从第四节读到十一节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 from verse 6 to 11. For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness,hath shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
哥林多后书四章第六节，那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神，已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
Verse 7, but we have this treasure in the earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里, 要显明这莫大的能力, 是出于神, 不是出于我们。
We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair.
我们四面受敌, 却不被困住, 心里作难, 却不致失望。
Verse 10, always bearing about in the body the dying of Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body.
第十节, 身上常带着耶稣的死, 使耶稣的生命, 身也显在我们身上。
Life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body.
耶稣的身也显明在我们身上。
Let us look to the Lord for His help.
我们来到主前一起祷告。Loving
Heavenly Father, Gracious God,
我们亲爱的父, 我们恩典的主,
we thank you for this one more opportunity that was given all of us to be found in thy house.
谢谢你给我们再一次机会在神的家中一同聚集。
Lord, as we, Lord, meditate on thy word,
主帮助我能够来讲述你的话。
Lord, unless, O Lord, you lead us, you guide us, you speak to us, Lord.
只有你自己来带领，借着你自己的话。
Whatever words come from my mouth, Lord, it will be waste.
所有从我自己而出的话都会突然。
So Lord, I pray that thou may touch me, thou may anoint me and our dear sister.
愿主你在这里触摸我，在这里祝福带领。
So that, Lord, first, I and our dear sister, we may have, O Lord, a proper understanding and the revelation of thy Son. And through us, O Lord, you may use us to, O Lord, minister to thy children.
借着我们对你的认识，认识你在我们心中有这样的交通, 好叫我们在这里为你来做工。
So, Lord, anoint us and my brothers and sisters who will be also listening, Lord. That thou may watch over them.
求你来高我们, 让所有的弟兄姐妹在座的都被你所高。
So every word what we share, every word what we hear, it may manifest the glory of thy Son.
所有我们在这里所说的, 所分享的, 每一句, 每一字, 都是能够彰显你儿子的荣耀。
So Lord, we commit this gathering, O Lord, and thou may lead us and guide us.
我们把这个时间分享都交通在你的手中，愿你来带领，你自己来保守。In
Jesus' precious name, I pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
Do we have this question when we come to the house of God?
我们会不会有这样的问题，当我们来到神的家的时候？
Why am I here?
Why? 为什么我会在这里？
So we all know what we need to do. We need to get up in the morning, we need to come here. But do we ever ask a question, why am I here?
我们都知道我们该做什么，我们早晨要起来，我们要来到这儿，但是你有没有这个问题，为什么我在这里？
We are so prone and used to habits, and it becomes a part of a routine, or it becomes a religion eventually.
我们如此的习惯，这样子。 每次来到这里，好像慢慢就变成一个常规。
So my burden this morning is, as we meditate, that I want to share across and to understand and to know the purpose of who we are and the purpose of why we go to the house of God.
所以我今天早晨的负担就是要来分享我们来到这里是为了什么，我们到底是谁。
And when we have that kind of a purpose,
当我们有这样子的一个目的,
and when we understand this why,
当我们知道我们为什么这样做,
brothers and sisters, we will be here looking forward, rushing forward to be in the house of God.
我们就会心中盼望, 也是急着要来到神的家中。
We have been able to understand through our human mindset our work life. That is the reason why we rush. That is the reason why we spend long hours there. Because we know what it benefits us.
当我们在我们的工作，我们工作的场所，我们也是这样子，好像知道我们工作的目的，所以我们宁可付上很多的时间在那里去工作。
Unfortunately, brothers and sisters, it is sad that there are times where we fail to understand that why, and we come to the house of God just as a religion or just as an habit, and just because you are trying to impress or trying to be nice to someone.
所以有的时候确实我们会落在这样的光景，我们来到这里只是好像是一个宗教的一个习惯，我们来这里好像是为了讨某人的喜欢。
Brothers, this is very important, especially when we are living in times where so many things which we were looking up to, or the things we thought that they are firm or they are permanent, those very fundamentals are moving as we live on this earth.
我们知道在这世上有一些事情我们是关心的，而且这些事情好像是要存到永远的，我们在那里有追求。
So my burden this morning is to help us to understand we as whom God has chosen us and He has brought here for a purpose, we may understand the deeper purpose of why we are here and who we are.
当我们知道我们今天存留在地上，神拣选我们是有这样子的一个目的，我们为什么来到这里，我们就知道了。
So this is in continuation to my sharing of last time from this chapter 9. We'll continue further from where we stopped.
今天的分享是接着上一次我们已经分享过的第九章的前面一段。
So we've seen this, we read this whole chapter last time. We see here that there is a blind man.
上次我们已经看见在这个地方讲述了一个生来就瞎眼的人。
And in one of those times when Lord Jesus and his disciples were walking through the temple, they see this blind man and the disciples asked him, Lord, why was he blind?
所以当主和他的门徒走过圣殿看见这个瞎子的时候，他的门徒问，这个人为什么是瞎眼？
Did his parents sin or did he do anything wrong?
是他的父母的罪还是他自己的罪？
Many times we are also the same thing. We measure, we judge, we conclude based on the physical capabilities of what God has given us.
许多的时候我们也做同样的事情，我们在那里观察，在那里判断完了，甚至有的时候我们有个结论，因着他外面的这些肉体的一些的情形。
If our brother or sister is going through challenges, if a brother or sister is going through some financial crisis,
若是我们的弟兄姐妹在经历一些试炼，在经历一些难处的时候，
We all of us are so quick to conclude that he must have done something wrong.
很多的时候我们得出个结论说他一定做错了什么。
And that God is punishing him.God is dealing with him.
我们的神在那里惩罚他，在那里对付他。
So here is very important for us to understand that things, times, situations, circumstances are governed by God and He does everything for a purpose.
在这里我们看见很多的时候一些事情的发生情形都是因着主的背，在这些事情的背后有一个目的。
So when the disciples ask Lord Jesus,Lord Jesus replies to them with the answer saying that neither he nor his parents sin, and that's where we want to focus on, that the works of God should be made manifest in him.
所以当门徒在那里问主耶稣的时候，主耶稣回答说不是他的父母也不是他有罪，而是在他的身上要显明神的作为。
The works of God should be made manifest in him.
神的作为要在他的身上显明。
So brother and sister, this morning I do not know in what form, on what stage of life you are, what challenges we are going through, but this is an encouragement for all of us to understand that things which we are going through has, we need to understand the bigger picture or perspective of the situation, because in all these things the works of God may be made manifest in us and each one of us.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天早晨我虽然不知道你正处在怎样的一个试炼或者一个患难当中，但是我们里面要得着鼓励，因为所有这些 遇到的是主在背后有他的一个旨意，是要叫我们更多的认识他，来经历他自己。
So what is these works of God?
这个神的话到底是什么？
The works of God is nothing but to have knowledge of Him and to have a personal relationship with our Savior Lord Jesus.
神的工作就是要我们认识神的儿子，而且我们能够明白他在我们身上的工作。
To have a knowledge of Him and to have a personal relationship or a living relationship with our Savior Lord Jesus.
我们认识他，与他能够建立这样子一个个人活泼的关系。
It is not about how often you come to the house of God. It is not about how much tithe you give to the house of God. It's not about how often you are seen, people seeing you doing things for Him.
这个不关乎是我们多久多经常来到神的家，有多少时间花在神的家中，或者甚至让人看见你为神做了多少事。
It's not about those do's and don'ts.
不是关乎这些做或者不做。
If it was the do's and don'ts, the children of Israel would have been able to understand and comprehend the purpose of God taking them through the wilderness, showing them the miracles.And they would have been able to understand who God is and what was the purpose. He led them through wilderness and brought them into the land of Canaan.
若是真的只关乎这个做或者不做，那么以色列的这些百姓，他们经过旷野那么多年，他们看见神所行的这些奇事神迹，他们里面应该明白神。
So brothers and sisters, it is not about only knowing the truth.But it goes beyond of having a deeper perspective and the touch of our Savior Lord Jesus.
所以不仅仅只是我们知道一些关乎真理的事情，而是我们与神之间那个深的那个与他自己那个个人的那个认识和关系。
So if you go to verse 6,
我们来看第六节。
We know this, what happened that, how was his eyes opened?
我们知道这个瞎子是怎么被开启的眼睛。
So we read this, when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay.
所以耶稣说了这话，就吐唾沫在地上，用唾沫或泥抹在瞎子的眼睛上。
He spat on the ground, made clay, he anointed the eyes of the blind man.
所以他吐唾沫在地上，用泥或者这个唾沫，完了再抹在这个瞎子的眼睛上。
So if someone has to, if imagine if it is, if we see like how it can be done, you can see Lord Jesus had to spit on the ground, pick up that clay or the mud and apply on his eyes.
就假如有人在这里看见主做了这样的事情，吐唾沫，完了和泥抹在瞎子的眼睛上。
You see that the blind man allowed Lord Jesus to apply on his eyes that mud.
所以你看见这个瞎子在那里顺服，让主耶稣在这里来触摸他。
Brothers and sisters, this morning, one of the biggest challenges with all of us.We don't allow the Lord to touch us.
弟兄姐妹，今天早晨我们在座的，我们常常有一个最大的挑战，就是我们不让主来触摸我们。
And this is where we can see that when the moment Lord touched him, applied the clay on his eyes.
所以在这个地方，这一时刻，当主把这个泥或者这个唾沫抹在他眼睛上的时候，
We see that he had a deeper understanding and more deeper insight and a revelation of our Savior Lord Jesus.
你就看见他从这个时候就得着了对神的那个深的那个认识，而且是一点一点加深的。
So here we need to understand what exactly happened when he allowed the Lord to touch him and what went through him is what I wanted to share more deeper.
所以我们今天想要更多的来分享他究竟是怎样得着 这个认识，而且一点一点加多加多的认识。
So we go to chapter 8.
我们来看第八章。
Verse 12.
十二节。
I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
So we know that the previous chapter there was a feast of the lights.
我们知道在前面的章节有说到一个这个宴席。
That feast goes on for 7 days.
那里有这个节期过了七天。
So what they do is that they put up long the lights on the pole and it is in the temple and those lights are seen across the whole place and people from far off can see those lights for those 7 days.
这个七天之久，他们把灯光挂高高的挂在这个圣殿的那个柱子上面，让远处的人都能看见。
So when now the feast is over, the celebrations are over, the lights are switched off. After that incident, we see this verse coming in where Lord Jesus says, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
当这个节期这个事件过了以后，主耶稣就告诉他们，我是那个光，跟从我的不在黑暗里走。
So here we see that Lord Jesus is connecting his life with light.
在这里我们看见主耶稣将他的生命和这个光联系在一起。
He was telling the Jews and the people at those time to say that I am coming to this world to give you not only life, when you receive my life, through that life of mine, you will be able to have light.
所以我们看见主耶稣在这里一直和这些犹太人在那里说你们来跟从我，从我得着生命，因着有这个生命，你就见光。
Anyone who receives me, anyone who understands me, they will have a different kind of a life.
若你接受我的生命，若你看见、认识我，你就会有个不同的生活。
So Gospel of John, chapter 1.
在约翰福音的第一章。
Verse 4.
第四节。
In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not.
光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
So he is saying that I am the life, and in my life there is light.
我有这个生命，而在这个生命里面有光。
And when you receive me, you will have that light and you will be able to understand and perceive the things of God.
当你接受我的生命，接受这个光，你就能够认识神，认识这个生命。
The works of man were filled with darkness and full of filthiness. And we can say that this is what is darkness all about.
而人这个属血气的人，他是落在这个黑暗的里面，落在这个罪恶的那个里面，他们看不见这个光，而且拒绝这个光。
So verse 10 says, He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not.
在第十节说到他在世界，世界也是借着他照的，世界却不认识他。
Because there was so much darkness in them,They were not making an effort or able to comprehend or receive that light in their lives.
因着他们里面有那么多的黑暗，他们根本不愿意去接近这个光，去认识这个光。
Book of Genesis, chapter 1.
在创世纪的第一章。
We'll read from verse 1 to 3.
我们读第一到第三节。
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
起初神创造天地。
And the earth was without form and void, and the darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of the God moved upon the face of the waters.
地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。
Verse 3, And God said, Let there be light, and there was light.
第三节，神说要有光，就有了光。
So we see here in this Genesis, we all know that this is a phase or time where there was darkness and there was void, and there was everything was dead.
我们在这个创世纪看见，在这个地方，这个时候地是空虚、混沌、渊面、黑暗。
When there was darkness and there was void and everything was dead, what was the first thing which God? What was the first day? What did He do?
当在这里看见所有的都是黑暗、混沌的时候，你看在第一天神所做的是什么？
He said, "Let there be light."
他说要有光。
So the first day, the first restoration was. In all those darkness, when things were all death around, the very first thing which God did was said, "Let there be light."
所以在第一天，我们看见神做的这个恢复的工作，就是先照了光。
In order for, as you know, the last day God created man, for man to be restored, God had to bring or do His work of restoration by bringing in light.
我们看见神召人来恢复人的时候，也是要把他们带到光的面前。Let
there be light.
让这里有光。
So again, when you go back to the Gospel of John, same thing. When Lord Jesus Christ came on this earth, when there was darkness hovering around, when the prince of this air was influencing and everything was in sin and evil, Lord Jesus had to begin His work of restoring. By beginning with life and through His life bringing in light.
所以当主来到地上来拯救的时候，当时的环境也是完全落在黑暗和罪恶的辖制的里面，所以主在这边要让人来得他的生命，因着得他的生命而有了光。
He wanted to bring them to light so that they can understand and know the deeper purpose of who God is, and the purpose of creating the mankind, the purpose of letting them know that His purpose and what He wants to accomplish among the people.
所以借着这样子的光，让他们认识神是谁，也认识神为什么要召人，也认识神要借着人来彰显他自己的荣耀。
It will be not anymore about how I want to conduct, it will be not anymore where how I want to live, but it will be totally under the authority and the dominion of my Savior, Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们的生活不再是说我要做什么，我要成就什么，而是说我们要伏在神的权柄底下来为他。
So brothers and sisters, this was the plan of God from the time when He created the man.
这个就是我们要说到神在当时创造人的时候。
He wanted man to know who he is, what is his purpose, and why he created him.
他要人认识他是谁，他造人的旨意，为什么他要造人。
And again, through various ways, through prophets, and through miracles, and through incidences, he wanted to show them and make them understand the deeper purpose of what God is and what he desires in each one of us.
所以借着一次又一次他在这里行的神迹奇迹和很多他在那里所做的这些事，他要让人来认识神是谁，神的旨意究竟是什么，神要从人得着什么。
Unfortunately, brothers and sisters, we measure, we comprehend in everything of God's things based on the human wisdom.
很可惜的，很多的时候我们对他的认识仅仅限制。
But when we allow the life of Lord Jesus to work in us, and when we receive Him, and through that life, we receive that light.
让我们来允许主来触摸我们，来接受他的生命，接受他在我们身上的工作。
And through that light, we come to know what things belong to God, and what things belong to man.
借着这样子他的光，我们能够分辨什么是出于神的，什么是出于神的。
We understand the deeper purpose, the deeper meaning of our life, because when we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship.
所以我们也能认识在我们身上神他更深的旨意，好叫我们与他同行。
We go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
我们再来到哥林多后书的第四章。
verse 6. For 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6.
第四章的第六节.
For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness hath shined our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里。
Brothers and sisters, that same light which God created in the beginning of the world, the light which He used so that He could bring in life on this earth, and that very light, when He shines in our hearts, we have the knowledge of who Jesus is.
所以在创世纪我们看见神在那里说有光的那个光，同样这个光在这里已经照在我们的心里。
Brothers and sisters, do we ever understand and do we comprehend when this light falls in us, what kind of a life will it be?
我们是否认识领会当这个光来到我们身上会给我们带来怎样的生命？
Let's see it from one of the saints or one of the heroic or one of the men in the Genesis and from understand from his life what happens when the glory or the light shines in a heart, what kind of a life it can be.
那我们一同来看在创世纪里面的这一个人，他是怎样因着接受了这个光，他的生命是如何的改变。
Book of Acts.
我们来看使徒行传。
Chapter 7.
第七章。
Verse 2.
第二节。
2 and 3. Acts chapter 7, verse 2 and 3.
使徒行传七章二到三节.
And he said, Men, brethren, and fathers, hearken. The God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Haran.
司提反说，诸位父兄诸听，请听。当日我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在美索不达米亚还未住哈兰的时候。
And they said unto him, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and come into the land which I shall show thee.
荣耀的神向他显现，对他说，你要离开本地和本族，往我所要指示你的地方去。
So brothers and sisters, what happened when the God of glory appeared unto Abraham?
我们在这里看见神的荣耀向亚伯拉罕显现的时候，发生了什么呢？
He left his hometown, he left his business, he left his family relatives and left the moment he saw this glory.
所以当这个时候他看见神的荣耀的时候，他就离开了本地和亲族，他的手中的工作。
Can we imagine that the moment when the glory appeared to him, he left, gave everything, and he was 25 years it took him for God to promise what God told him.
你能想象吗？当他被遇见神的荣耀的时候，他就舍弃了所有的一切，以后接着有25年的时间，他不知道他要去哪里。
Brothers and sisters, can you imagine that he waited for 25 years for God's promise to be fulfilled in his life?
等了25年，他所等候神给他的应许才成就。
Can we wait for 25 years?
我们能等这个25年吗？
We all know that we are living in times of instant.
我们现在的习惯就是什么东西都要快，马上。
But Abraham waited for 25 years for the promise to be fulfilled in his life.
而他在那里等了25年，等候神给他的应许成就。
It's not that he had a fellowship like this where he would come every Sunday and listen.
不是说他好像像我们一样每次都可以来到会中与大家有一同的交通。
We don't see any prayer partners for him.
他也没有祷告的同伴。
But we see that he was steadfast to that light which shined in his heart.
但是你可以看见他一直在那里坚定不移地持守的那个光。
Brothers and sisters, the moment he received that knowledge, The moment he had that light in him, he had the knowledge of who God is. He was so steadfast that even though he was not receiving those things physically, but he was still willing to wait upon him.
所以弟兄姐妹,我看见了他,当他在这个时候接受了这样的启示,里面有这样的看见以后,他就一直不变地在那里持守,等候这个应许。
Brothers and sisters, that is a life. When you are able to have that knowledge, and when you are able to, the light shines in heart, and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus, this is the life of separation we can see.
我们有了这个生命,好,当我们有了这个生命,里面有这个光来认识神的时候,我们就有这样的能力与世界分别。
All those years of Abraham, he was simply building altars and moving from place to place. And even though it says in Hebrews that he did not even get a land, but he lived as a stranger.
我们看见亚伯拉罕在这个地方,他一直在那里迁移,在那里搭帐篷。 25年之久,
brothers and sisters, that is what it means to have a knowledge and a personal relationship.
When
you have such kind of understanding, when you are able to see that glory and that light, the life and the perspective of looking at things is different.
所以当他认识神,得着了这个荣耀的光照以后,他所看见的这些事物都变化了。
So even the things around change, things around things doesn't come the way how you want it from a physical perspective, it doesn't matter.
虽然他所经历的事情会有改变,但是这个不会改变他对神的这个认识和持守。
Brothers and sisters, I can tell you one thing, that each one of you who are here might be having such kind of a testimony.
我想我们每一位弟兄姐妹在这里都会有如此的见证。
God has revealed Himself to each one of us, the light, the glory which has shined in our hearts. And since that day, the knowledge, we understand the knowledge of who He is, we have been able to understand and comprehend the deeper purpose of why God has chosen us.
我们每一个已经都接受神的生命,祂的光在里面,使我们能认识祂,知道我们在神的手中有更深的这样的旨意。That
is what has separated us to be here this morning.
这就是为什么祂可以把我们分别出来,来到聚会当中。People
of this world, on the weekends, they have got so many things to chase after, so many things to accomplish, so many things to do. But God has chosen each one of you, brothers and sisters, to be here because we are the chosen ones, we are the privileged ones, we are the ones in whom Lord God has revealed His Son to each one of us.
世上的人在每个周末都有那么多的事情可以去做的、去享受的，但是我们却是被神拣选来到他的会中，我们实在已经得着了与世界这样分别的这样的这个。 认识。
We go back to again 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
我们再来看, Verse 7. 第七节,
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of power may be of God and not of us.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里,要显明这莫大的能力是出于神,不是出于我们。
So now here, the Apostle Paul is saying that this treasure which is in us is the power of God.
在这里, 保罗说, 这个宝贝在我们里面是出于神,不是我们的。
Brothers and sisters, do we understand and comprehend this life which is in us is the power of God?
我们是否也认识到,领会到这个 生命在我们里面就是神的能力。
And this power enables us, guides us, shows us the path how we need to tread as we live on this earth.
这个能力是在那里带领我们,指引我们,我们该走前面的路。
And this is what is our life has to be. Day by day, as the light shines in our hearts, And as the power in us shows us and directs us, guides us, we walk towards that glorious hope.
所以在每一天，当我们接受这样子的光照，这个能力在我们里面驱使我们，带领我们走该走的道路。
Verse 10.
第十节.
Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body.
身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的身也显明在我们身上。
So brothers and sisters, not only we are now separated, but as we see that in verse 8, when we are distressed, we are in despair, when we are forsaken, when we are cast down, yet we are not moved.
不单单我们与世界分别了，而我们在这里看到了第八、第九节里头说到我们受到的这个难处、受敌、困住这些困难，但是我们仍然能够坚定不移的把主的生命活出来。Why,
brothers and sisters?
为什么呢，弟兄姐妹？
Because the life of Jesus is made manifest in our body.
因为神的生命在我们的身上被显明出来。The
life of Jesus is made manifest in our body.
而耶稣的身就在我们身上显明出来。Brothers
and sisters, this is where we come back again to the blind man. When that Lord anointed his eyes, put the clay on his eyes and told him to go and wash, we see this comprehension and understanding of this old man to know who God is, who Jesus is, what is, how his life is going to come to me, and what kind of an understanding and perspective. We see that this is how it happens.
所以我们再回到这个约翰福音来看这个瞎子，当他接受了主，在用他的那个泥或者他的唾在那里抹他眼睛的时候，他这个时候 已经看到认识神，而且接受了这样子的认识，完了他接着就觉得他的生命应该如何来向着这个所认识的来改变。Things
don't move us. Job, no job. Food, no food. Children are okay, not okay. Nothing will move us because we know that things are being allowed by God to manifest His glory in our lives.
所以我们若是经历到各种各样的难处，无论是有没有工作，或者我们有没有食物可吃的，或者孩子是否听话，所有这一切都不能影响我们，让主在我们身上的工作可以成就。But
brothers and sisters, it is important that we allow the Lord to touch our lives.
但重要的一点就是要让主来触摸我们。It's
important that He is able to anoint our eyes.
这个很重要, 让他来摸我们的眼睛。
The sad part is today is that our noises, our voices are so loud, our quickness, our wisdom comes so prominent that we are not allowing the Lord to touch us. We are not allowing the Lord to anoint us.
所以最大的难处是我们不允许主来摸我们，来触摸我们，因为我们所处的这个环境有那么大的噪声，而且我们实在里面就是。
Brothers and sisters, Lord is looking to each one of us to touch our lives and His life to work in us, and that life will show us light and to show us more and more things of what He has chosen each one of us. Why He has allowed certain things in our life. But unfortunately, sad is that we are not willing Him to, allowing Him to touch us.
弟兄姐妹，我们的主今天在我们每一个人的身上，他都在那里等候，他愿意来触摸我们，来把他的认识给我们，把他的生命赐给我们。
When this we saw last time, when this blind man, when he was able to have that kind of understanding, as gradually each time more and more revelation he received, he was able to show obedience. He was willing to be persistent. He was following it and going and moving forward.
所以在这个地方，我们看见这个生来瞎眼的人，他是这样子愿意来接受神，主耶稣在他身上的工作，他顺服的在那里接受，你就看见他的生命，在那里一点一点的变化。
He understood who Lord Jesus is. He understood that He is my Creator. He is the one who formed me. He is the one who knows everything.
他在这里认识了神是谁, 他也认识了这位创造他的, 创造天地的这位神。
He understood the deeper purpose of Himself and Lord Jesus. And He was able to find a meaning to His life.
他也开始认识他的自己, 认识神在他身上的旨意, 他知道神能做的。
Brothers and sisters, this morning we need to ask ourselves, are we willing to allow Lord to touch us?
今天早晨我们也要来问我们自己, 我们是否愿意让神来触摸我们?
And we know that it came with a cost.
我们知道这个触摸是需要付代价的。
So as often as He was encountered by the neighbors, by the Pharisees, twice, and as He was being challenged, we see the heart of this man.
我们看见这位生来瞎眼的人，他被他的邻舍在那里问，被法利赛人在那里盘问两次，但是你看见他在那里回答。
The Pharisees were arguing with him, and he was in turn introducing them to Lord Jesus.
在这里我们看见法利赛人在那里一再地责问他，在那里反对他，在那里说到耶稣的。
This is the heart, or this is the attitude of a person who has this knowledge of who Jesus is and who has a personal relationship. He is not looking at the way how people are approaching him. He is not looking at the way they are. His always focus is on them to bring them to Jesus.
他心中的那个态度，他开始认识主以后，他不管别人怎样问他，他仍然在那里要把这位耶稣介绍给别人。Brothers
and sisters, we know that his parents were not willing to receive, were not willing to even fellowship with him, because the Jews had told that anyone who claims that Jesus is Christ, they'll be denounced.
甚至他的父母都不认同他，与他断绝了这个关系，因为那个时候犹太人已经说，谁认耶稣是基督的，需要被赶出会堂。So
brothers and sisters, in those times when you are separated, on those times when you are surrounded by challenges and distresses, in those times when you are not welcomed with the people of this world, in those times when you are cast out, that is the time when Lord Jesus visits you and He comes to you.
所以就在这样的时候，当我们遇见同样的这种难处，当人在那里与我们分开，当我们在那里受到别人的这个责问的时候，就在这个时候，你若是为主站住，主就在这个时候来找到你。
Those are the times, brothers and sisters, you will hear His voice.
也就是在这个时候，你会听到主向你说话。
He will come looking for you and each one of us who are here, brothers and sisters.
他会来亲自寻找你，每一位我们这里在座的弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, I can tell you with my own experience and my testimony, the deeper revelation, the deeper meaning of our Savior Lord Jesus Christ, you get in those times when you are lonely, when you are outcast, when you are by yourself, when your heart, when you are quietening yourself from the noises of this world.
我可以借着我自己的经历来说明，当我们这个人遇到这些难处，被人在那里挑战，被人在那里分割，而我们在这个时候，我们愿意神，他就会来寻找我们。
Brothers and sisters, this blind man found a deeper meaning of who he is and what God is. And what can he do to him when he was outcast?
所以在这里我们看到这个瞎子被赶出去以后，但是他知道他是谁，他也知道神是谁。
We as going back to the when Lord Jesus anointed his eyes with clay.
我们再来看当主在那里用泥土摸他的眼睛的时候。
The clay speaks of his humanity or of his human side.
这个泥土在这里象征的是人
Brother and sister, it is so amazing. And I am sometimes so much perplexed and amazed to see the human element of our Savior Lord Jesus Christ touching each one of us. And that is why 1 John it says that the disciples says, the very person, we saw him, we felt him, we touched him. There was an element of human in that. It's not something which is imaginary, but it was the very life of the Lord Jesus Christ touching each one of us in the human way.
我们在这里看见主耶稣来触摸我们的时候带着那样子的人性人情所以我们知道主耶稣他来到地上的时候是带着这样的温柔这样子的同情。Brothers
and sisters, it is not about the experience of my parents. It is not about the experience of my brothers and sisters, brother. It is going to be my experience.
所以在这个地方不是 好像在那里说到是我父母的或者其他弟兄姐妹的经历, 而是我自己的经历。
And that is what Lord is expecting in each one of our lives.
这也是主在我们每一个人的生命当中来寻找的。
He is writing in each one of our hearts the testimony of our Savior Lord Jesus Christ, and the testimony which you can tell to the whole world. This is what Lord Jesus to me. This is what He is working in my life. This is what He is doing with me. So that through this, His name is manifested.
所以主耶稣在我们的心中要来写这样子的一个经历，最后在这里为他来做见证，所认识的他是谁。
It is not about my parents telling me. It is not about what my children are telling me. It is each one of you have got a unique, special story or special things to talk about. What Jesus is dealing in each one of our lives.
不是我父母的，也不是我孩子的，或者弟兄姐妹的，而是我自己那个特殊的与神之间的那个关系所写下来的这一些的故事。
Brothers and sisters, don't you think it's an amazing thing?
这何等奇妙！
How He has considered us, the weaklings, the fallen creatures.
我们看见主耶稣向着我们有这样子的慈爱，他怜悯我们是软弱的人。
For us to have the life of His Son, Lord Jesus Christ. And in that life, as the light shines on us, that we are able to have a deeper knowledge of Him. And that knowledge, as it reveals to us and it separates us from the people of this world, that very life is manifested in each one of us. And that His glory can be seen in each one of us. What an amazing purpose! For which reason He has chosen each one of us.
所以我们看见主耶稣在我们身上他所做的，让我们得着这个生命，让我们把这个生命活出来，好在世人面前不单是分别出来，而且我们是在这里把主耶稣的生命彰显出来，荣耀他的名。
Brothers and sisters, this is that the works of God may be manifested in each one of us.
这样神他的作为在我们每个人身上都被彰显出来。
We go on to now to the Pharisees who are in this chapter.
We
understood from the life of the blind man what he did and what we need to do.
我们从这位瞎眼的人他的生命和我们今天的生命来看，我们应当如何来做。
Let us now see from the life of Pharisees.
我们先来看法利赛人的生命。
So we go back to John chapter 9.
再回到约翰福音的第九章。
So when this blind man was healed, and when the neighbors took him to the Pharisees, they asked him.
所以当这位瞎眼的人得医治以后，他的边上的人带他来到法利赛人面前。
So we see this in John chapter 9 verse 13, 14. They brought this blind man to the Pharisees. It was 14, and it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. So we know who the Pharisees are. And we also were, when our brother was sharing a few weeks back from this chapter 8 about this woman with the adulterous woman, he explained a little bit about who these Pharisees are.
前几次我们的弟兄有交通说到这个第八章里面说行淫是被捉的女人，也讲到了法利赛人。
They had evil thoughts. They were corrupted, and their intentions was always to find fault with Lord Jesus.
他们是如此的被败坏，里面带着邪恶的思想。他们总是在那里找耶稣他的错。
They claimed that they were followers of Moses, and they followed the laws very strictly and very religiously.
他们自以为他们是摩西的门徒，他们跟随律法，严谨地跟随的律法。
But we see them that they were trying to understand and do the laws based on the way how they understood and the way they perceived, more than trying to understand. And even when Jesus was trying to convey them, they did not listen to him.
借着他们自己所以为对的，他们在那里遵行律法，他们并不愿意听主耶稣所告诉他们的。
Again, Lord Jesus was telling them, I am from above, and I am the Son of God, and I am here to talk to you, and I am here, and that you need to receive me. They were closing or they shutting their hearts to him.
一次又一次，主耶稣在那里告诉他们：“我是从天上来的，我来到这里告诉你们，神是谁，我是从神来的。”但是他们却是将他们的心关闭，不愿意听神的话。Brothers
and sisters, we may know the truth, we may apply the laws every day, we may come to the house of God, but it's very important, as the word of God comes to us, that we need to allow it to enter in us. And we need to meditate on it, so that we may be able to understand and know more things about who God is.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们在这里认识有关真理、听见神的话，我们必须把这些话带到主的面前来思想、来祷告。And
when we understand, when we have this knowledge, that we may show more and more obedience to Him.
当我们有真的认识神的话的时候，我们向着他有更多的顺服。
So here they were claiming that Lord Jesus has healed this man on the day of Sabbath.
在这里说，耶稣在那里医治了他的眼睛是在安息日。
They were not happy, or they had the grudge that on a day when they should be resting, he has done some physical activity.
而法利赛人在这个时候不喜欢，因为这个是安息日，他们觉得在安息日不能做工。
They did not care, or they did not even wanted to know that this now the blind man who was poor, who was going through so many challenges, now Lord Jesus has touched his eyes and now he is restored back. They were not willing to understand that perspective at all.
他们里面一点都不关心，也甚至也不愿意去思想，当这个贫困的人、瞎眼的人，他得了医治，他。 对他们来说，这个一点都无关紧要。Brothers
and sisters, there can be a fear in us. There can be a in us also that many times we focus on the outward activity, then trying to understand and perceive the things, the deeper meanings of why Lord is allowing certain things in the lives of our brothers and sisters.
所以我们也会有这样的倾向，我们不去关注为什么我们的弟兄姐妹经历了这些难处。 神在他们身上更深的意义是什么？
They fail to understand what Sabbath is all about. They fail to understand what Sabbath is all about.
所以他们并不知道这个安息日的意义到底是什么。
So we know what how the Sabbath came into existence.
我们知道这个安息日的来由。
So when God created in the beginning of in the Genesis,
在创世纪的一开始，主神创造天地。
When he created, as we saw that he made the light from the darkness.
他创造了光。
And then he created a lot of things which was required for the man to sustain on this earth.
使那个黑暗分开，光和暗分开，而且他创造了许多。
And then when he created everything, he created the man.
最后他在这里创造了人。
When he created the man, what did he say?
当他创造了人以后，他说什么呢？
With all the things which he created, he said it was good.
所有他所创造的，他都说好。
When he created man, for through this man his very purpose was accomplished, he said it was very good.
当他创造的人，他看见他在人的身上有这样的旨意的时候，他说甚好。
And then what he did on the seventh day?
而在第七天他做什么呢?
He rested.
他安息了。
Brothers and sisters, the Sabbath was all about of bringing man to the perfection and understanding the plan and purpose of God.
所以这个安息实在是关乎于把人带进神的旨意，让人明白神的旨意。
So when he created the world, when he saw the man was created, and he saw everything, then he said everything was good.
他在那里创造其他的这个受造的事情的时候，他说都好。
They could not comprehend and understand the Sabbath is all about. It will only be able to, God will only rest when Lord Jesus, we all are able to understand who Lord Jesus is. When we are able to understand what He is doing in our lives, when we are able to have a deeper purpose of who He is, and we are able to live that kind of a life, then.The Sabbath comes into existence. Then God will rest and say, everything is good.
所以只有当神他在这里创造了所有的事情以后，又创造了人，而让人来认识他自己所创造的目的，就是我们能认识我们的主耶稣，主耶稣来到地上，我们经历了主，看见了主，最后我们在主里面得着这个安息，我们的神也得着了安息。
So till that time when you and me are not able to have a fuller understanding of who God is, full understanding of why God has sent His only begotten Son on this earth, we don't understand that how I receive His life in me and then the light comes in, I'm able to understand the deeper purpose and the deeper meaning of my life, we are letting God continue to work.
所以若是我们不认识我们的主耶稣，我们的主耶稣为什么道成肉身来到地上，为什么我们主耶稣他要在这里成为我们的救主，若是我们不认识所有这一切，我们的神他就要继续工作，在他没有安息。
And when he sees that fuller expression of his son working in us, understanding and having a deeper meaning of him, then is the Sabbath.
只有当我们的主他在我们的里面成了这样丰满的一个彰显，看到我们这些能够活出主他自己的生命的时候，我们的神才真正的进入了安息。
Then we see another instance.
我们再来看一件。
That is in verse 28.
在第二十八节。
Then they reviled him and said, Thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciple.
他们就骂他说他是你是他的门徒，我们是摩西的门徒。
Then they reviled him.
那个时候他们就骂他。
So I was trying to look at the meaning. Reviled is to do to with something where you are angry, you are frustrated.
在这边说到骂，说到的是他们在那里愤怒。
So the word of God says in the New Testament thatAnger is almost as equivalent, is equivalent to committing a murder. Because when you get angry, eventually it leads to a point of murder.
所以我们在新约里面看见，同样当我们一个人在那里恨人的时候，其实就是杀人。
The Ten Commandments says, Thou shalt not commit murder.
在十诫，旧约的十诫说到你不能杀人。
So they were more focused on the outward law than not trying to understand.By now they reviling and getting angry on this blind man, how they are breaking the commandment themselves. And they are not able to understand and comprehend the deeper purpose, the deeper meaning of the laws.
所以当这些这个法利赛人他们向着这个瞎眼的人在那里发怒的时候，他们只关注到在外面在那里走这个律法，而没有真正的体会到这个律法的背后的这个精义，是不能向着这个瞎眼的人发火。
Lord Jesus was telling them again and again that Moses knew me and Moses spoke about me, But they were so hardened, they were not willing the truth to change them, to touch their lives. And that's the reason it's sad to see that they were not able to have a deeper revelation or a deeper understanding of our Savior Lord Jesus Christ.
当主耶稣一次再次地告诉他们，你们的摩西知道我，摩西看见过我，但是他们就是不愿意来听主耶稣所说的这些话，他们的心刚硬，所以让他们没有办法来真正地认识主耶稣是谁。Brothers
and sisters, their hearts were closed to the dealing of the Lord.
他们把自己的心完全关闭了。This
morning we need to ask ourselves,
今天早晨我们要问自己,
are we allowing the Lord to touch us?
我们是否允许主来触摸我们?
Have we come here with a purpose to meet our Savior Lord Jesus?
我们来这里是不是有一个目的, 就是要来遇见我们的主, 救主?
Are we willing to say that, Lord, I want you to be the master of my life. I want you to write on my heart. I want you to tell me what is that you are intending through me.
我们是否也告诉主, 我愿意你成为我的主, 愿意你在我的心上写你自己的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, that is going to be an amazing journey. That is going to be an amazing experience where there is no frustration, where there are no anxious moments. In everything which Lord allows and everything what go around, you will say, it is good.
这样就会给我们生命带来何等奇妙的改变。我们会这样子的安息的、顺服的、允许主在我们的生命当中所做的一切。 而且我们经过所有这一切，我们会说很好。I
thank God that He is working in my life, and even though outward circumstances from my human wisdom I cannot comprehend, but He is giving me the peace and joy and make me to understand the deeper purpose of why He allows. Because now the treasure which is in me, the power is working in me, and through me He desires that His glory may be manifested.
感谢主，主允许我来经历他在我身上这样子的带领和工作。虽然我常常是这样子的不能理解，但是我在这里能够说，所有的这一切，他把这个宝贝放在我的里面，就是他自己的能力能够带领我经过这一切。It
is not anymore because my brother is saying, it's not anymore because someone has told me, it is going to be my story. It is going to be my experience.
不再是弟兄姐妹告诉我的，或者是谁在那里告诉我的，而是成为我自己的这个生命，我的故事。And
that is what it is. The works of God may be manifested in him.
这个就是主他的工作可以在我身上显明出来。But
brothers and sisters, it is not that he is only manifesting the works in him, in us.
这个弟兄姐妹还不只是单单主他要显明他的作为在我们身上。When
you go to verse 4 of chapter 9,
看到这个第九章的第四节,
the King James Version says, I must work the works of him that sent me.
在这边的翻译是说, 我们必须做他差我来者的工,
but the American Version says, we must work the works of him that sent me.
在钦定版里头说到的他必须做，而在其他的版本说我们必须做。
Brothers and sisters, He has not only chosen us, each one of us, to have that deeper inner revelation, but He has chosen us also to share this good news of what Lord is working in my life, so that we can bring others also to Him.
所以弟兄姐妹，不单单是他在我身上要让我经历 这个更深的与他的交通和这样子的工作在我身上，还有一个就是我们要到世上去把这个好消息分享给别人。That's
why Paul says in Acts 26:18 that God has chosen him to open the eyes and to turn them from darkness to light.
所以这是在使徒行传的26章里面，保罗说到，他差我到他们那里去，叫他们的眼睛得开。
Brothers and sisters, God has chosen us not only to have an inward, deeper revelation of who He is and what He is accomplishing in our lives, but that experience which we have. And like this blind man, he was wanting those Jews and the Pharisees also to know about Jesus. Such may be our experience also, that we may share, even though there may be rejections, revilings, people may not like us, but we continue to share the good news of Jesus with whomever with God meets us or whomever we encounter.
所以弟兄姐妹，不单单是我们跟神之间有那样的深切的这个认识，而且能够来经历这样子的一个关系，更是说到就像那个瞎子，他以后他认识了神以后，他向着法利赛人，他能够站住为主来做见证。所以我们也当这样子到世上去，把这样的好消息传给别人。
So brothers and sisters, may we Lord allow the Lord Jesus to write on our hearts an amazing story, a beautiful story of each one of us.
感谢主，让弟兄姐妹，我们应当允许神在我们的心中来写这样子的美好的故事。
Where we can see, we will be captivated with His love, and where the neighbors, where our office members or our family members can see and say yes, that He belongs to Jesus.
所以当我们这样子来经历的时候，我们就可以让我们周围的人，或者是同事，或者是家庭的成员，都能看见主耶稣他自己的作为。
In such moments and times when you're by yourself and there's no one there, there's a time like the blind man, Lord Jesus will come and visit you. You will have a fellowship with Him and He with you. And what an amazing experience is that.
即便有的时候我们是单独独处，我们是孤单，但是这个时候主他会来遇见你，来找到你，你与他，他与你，这样子的关系是何等的美丽。
So brothers and sisters, may God allow us that He may touch our lives, and He may, as and when we come to the house of God, He may allow the brothers and sisters to speak to us through the word of God, and when He touches us, that we may show obedience to Him, and so that through that His glory may be manifested in each one of us.
所以当我们来到会中，我们来听主的话，也让弟兄姐妹来借着主的话向我们说话，我们可以在这里让主来触摸我们。
Each one of you are unique and special in God's sight.
每一个人在主的眼中都是这样子的宝贝。
And everything what He is allowing in our life is amazing and is beautiful.
每一件事情我们所遇到的都是这样子有主的美意。
We may not understand some things today.
我们也许今天不能认识明白有些发生
在身上。As you wait upon Him, and as the brothers speak to us, and as they speak to the Word, this is my personal experience. There are times when I come to the house of God, I see the brothers speaking to me as if the Word is speaking, He has prepared the Word only for me.
当我们来到会中，我们听见弟兄在那里讲主的话，听到弟兄姐妹的一些交通，好像就觉得主实在是为我预备的，这些话是向我说的。
Then your heart will be simply bubbling with joy, heart full of worship, and thanking Him and praising Him.
你的心就充满喜乐，你会真诚的在他的面前俯伏敬拜。
May the Lord help us that we may all be having such kind of an experience and be drawn day by day in the fuller experience of who Jesus is.
但愿我们每位弟兄姐妹，我们都经历与主这样子的交通，我们每一天都能享受主在我们里面变得越来越的丰满。
Let us pray.
我们有些祷告。
Thank you, Father, for this fellowship, thank you for the word.
父啊，我们谢谢你这样的交通，谢谢你赐给我们的话语。
Give us a heart that we may allow you to touch our eyes.
愿我们有这样的心来允许，也愿意你来触摸我们。
Lord, areas and limitation of, O Lord, verbiage, wherever, O Lord, things are missed, thou may continue to speak to thy children.
在这里有错的或者是有漏掉的，主求你继续向弟兄姐妹说话。
And we continue to speak to us the whole week.
这个整个星期都求你向我们的弟兄姐妹说话。
Thank you for this time.
谢谢你赐给我们这个时间。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.